For many practicing Mormons, the topic of LGBT inclusion can be a tricky one, often tiptoed around. But in a speech to students last month, Brigham Young University religion professor Eric Huntsman dove headfirst into the issue.
Not just for LGBTQ plus sisters and brothers, but for many people, the choice to love can literally make the difference between life and death.
KUER's Lee Hale spoke with Huntsman about his widely shared message and why Mormon millennials give him hope.
People are stressed about Mormon millennials. And when I say people, I mean I think older Mormons worry about millennials. It feels like, you know, they might not be as committed, or they might have more questions, or they're not as comfortable with the typical explanations.
So I see millennials as certainly a challenge, but I also see it as a great opportunity. These are people who really care. They care about God. They care about their spiritual lives. And then they care about other people. And I think this impulse that this generation has to love people and reach out to people, include people, I think it is something that we can harness and use to make Mormonism, or Latter-day Saint tradition, as we say now, even more vibrant.
I think sometimes in a group, whether it's a congregation or the church collectively, it just feels natural to agree, to get along, right? And I feel like sometimes in Mormon pockets, whether that's a congregation, whether that's a BYU classroom, whether that's a group of friends, that sometimes those groups can be more receptive and forgiving to comments that it might be a little bit racist or a little bit homophobic than they might be to things that are a little too inclusive.
Mm-hmm. But that's exactly why individuals need to speak up in a class. So if I were a student rather than a teacher, and either the teacher herself or another classmate said something that was marginalizing, you know, I've got a lot of straight white male priesthood privilege. I mean, it's pretty important that I speak up for a sister, or I speak up for a person of color, or that I speak up for an LGBTQ person. Because that really, you know, Christ said to stand up. He said to be like him. And when Jesus went to synagogue, he more than often didn't say what everyone was expecting. So yes, it's a natural desire to fit in, but we want to fit in with Jesus. And sometimes that means, and I'm not a combative person. In fact, I'm very kind of conflict avoidant. But I think it's important that we make sure that those who are in the corners know that they're loved.
Do you empathize, or do you try to see from the perspective of those who are scared of being too inclusive?
I do, because that was me a good 10, 15 years ago.
Describe what that feeling is like.
Well, you know, I'm a fifth generation Latter-day Saint, and I went as a BYU graduate, and I've served as a bishop, and I'm in ordinance work in the temple, and I sing with the Tabernacle Choir, and I've got all the church cred I need. And it's very comfortable to feel like you're there. And sometimes we want to be reassured that we're right. I don't think we need to reassure each other so much that we're right. The Holy Ghost, according to our belief system, tells us what is true. But that's where I was. And so I think there was a time 10 or 15 years ago before the Spirit started softening my heart like this, where I think I would have been on the other side and been uncomfortable as people advanced reaching out.
Mm-hmm. Some people say that to be a Latter-day Saint, it's you can't be a believer of the doctrine and also be a true feminist or a true ally, that the doctrine itself limits your ability to think about equality, limits your ability to reach out to gay or transgender friends or loved ones, that you can't hold those two things together.
What I often tell my students when they raise these issues, and I know that all of them may not be coming from the same place I am, but I'm just speaking as a faithful Latter-day Saint. I sustain the leaders of my church, so I leave the church and its policies and doctrines between the church's leaders and the Lord. But what I tell my students is incumbent upon every baptized member of this church is how we treat each other. And that's between us and the Lord.